If you have created offers online, you know that having the right photo to match your landing page is often what makes or breaks the emotion and the connection that you make with people. If you have a lead magnet, if you have a free course, if you have a paid course, having photos on that landing page is one of the number one things that really adds spice to it. But a lot of people don't know how to do that. They don't have great photos. They don't know how to illustrate things or do stuff like that. Well, the beauty is now with artificial intelligence, we have so much access to tools to create photos at our disposal. Just between ChatGPT and Grok alone, those two right there, the lifelike ability to create perfect images for any scene is incredible. And as well, if you use a tool like Higgsfield, which I'm a big fan of using Higgsfield, you can also do lifelike photos of yourself or things like that, do a digital photo shoot type of a thing. So I want to show you kind of how I would use this for different landing pages and offers that we have. I'm going to show you an example. We have an offer right now that I'm running. You can find a link in the description below if we're still running this at the time you're watching this video, to a $5 course all about Instagram ads. It's this $5, $4.95 course on what to do when running Instagram ads. And I used AI to help me write the copy here. Now this is actually a real photo of me right there. This is an AI generated photo right here. But what I would like to do is possibly update a few of these different photographs. And so what I would do is, let's say I have no photos on this page. I want to take this section and this section right here. And what I'll do is I will go into ChatGPT and I'm going to say to ChatGPT, let's just use Instant for this, describe a happy photo of a scene for a landing page with sales copy to go along with this of the subject, the speaker, author to match the sales copy for the landing page. Okay, so we're going to take the landing page copy, we're going to type that in there, and then we're actually going to have it create a description of a photo right here. There we go. This is great. Okay. So now, if I take this into like Higgsfield right here, I can go under create an image, paste this in here, this description, generate, or maybe I'll generate two versions of this, and it's going to generate this for me. Now, I actually have an AI that's trained in Higgsfield on my photos that I can actually see this. And so, like right here, Higgsfield has so many different tools for video and image creation. It's probably one of the best all-in-one tools for the price. It just gives you so much amazing different tools, and it's one of the easiest to use, one of the best priced as far as just lots of crazy image and video type things. But they have this thing called Higgsfield Soul, and Higgsfield Soul allows you to create characters. It's like we have one for my mom right here, but we have this one for me right here. And so to create a character, you have to basically upload photos, up to 20 photos that fit this style into here, and their AI will then go in and create a character that you can use to generate images. And it's very fast at generating these images. So, like, it's going to generate these images right here. It's going to create these. And you know what's another thing too, is we could actually generate this. Let's see, generate this image. And generate an image right here. Okay. And see what this generates with Grok for an image generation right there. Okay, so there's an image right there. If we use Grok Imagine, we could see multiple versions of these images right here. Okay. So this is great. This is doing that. That's what the Grok algorithm is doing. Now that's a woman. Let's see if we do this. Make this a man. Okay. So we could make it a man right here. And then bring this into Higgsfield. So, like, here's what it generated for me inside of Higgsfield. Now, the body doesn't necessarily match, but the face is pretty good. So then what I would do is I might throw a few of these in here, and I'm going to change it. I say add a white backwards baseball cap. Make the guy a bit larger just to make it realistic. And add glasses. And so I might generate a couple of versions of this with that description as well. Okay. So here's one with a man right here. If I wanted it to like look like one of these images right here, I could just literally paste this into Higgsfield and upload an image as the prompt. So let me say like this is right here. Okay, so we're going to download that, save that to the computer. Then we're going to upload this image. And it's going to make a version of that image, but with me as the character that looks just like that image. Here's another version right here. This is what ChatGPT created. This one's actually probably the best style of a stock image, though, I would say. And that's actually a lot closer to what I would even prefer. Oh, look, I can just copy and paste the image in here. That's great. I don't need to upload it. This is like the more of the layout that I would even prefer if it could create for my image. And then I can just add the, like I said, the backward baseball cap and all that into this. So let's see what this does for this. Okay, so these are just tools that I love to use to generate stock images. You can make an image of anybody using a combo like ChatGPT and Grok to either come up with the style, the theme, describe it. And you can make images of yourself using Higgsfield. You can make realistic images of a random person in Higgsfield. All right, let's see what this generates. There we go. Okay, that one actually does look a lot more like me right there. If I was to use that one, that might be a style that I might use. This one's pretty good. That one's pretty good. I like that. Okay. Now what I want to see is I want to see how it was able to translate those other photos that we uploaded. Okay. So there's that one right there. Let's see. Make the guy a bit larger. White backwards baseball cap. And glasses on. It's just gonna look more like me if we do that, you know. So there we go. Different versions right here. So like with the baseball cap and the photo, it's not gonna be perfect, but it's gonna get to where it's like close enough. These are funny. It's like it threw my face onto the guy to kind of make that. So anyways, that's what you can do for things like that. If you wanted to generate like just a photo for like for a scene or something like that, let's say I want to have describe a photo for this part of the landing page with two business owners. Let's do this. Let's describe like another photo. Here's a description in like the what you discover section. There we go. Cool. Okay. Let's throw this into Grok Imagine and see what this generates right here. I love Grok Imagine because it's just so quick at generating these images. And I could tell ChatGPT, generate this image for me. And I'll even throw in like create image mode. There we go. Okay, there's Grok. They look a little too intimate in that one right there. Yeah, these look like, how would I say? If they're not married, these are like HR, how to get in trouble at the workplace type images. These look like dating photos, how to date your coworker. Like, that, isn't that the vibe? That's hilarious. Make it look less intimate, like they are dating, and have them look into the camera. That's funny. It's almost there. But yeah, that definitely is like, oh, like you want to go out for drinks and dinner afterwards. Like, yeah. Definitely. Okay, these are looking a little bit better. It's still good. It's like, find somebody who looks at you like she's looking at the character right there. That's so funny. This one's pretty good right here. This style. And if you don't want like suits, you know, you could even use this style. Make them more casual and look at the camera. So that's why I like Grok Imagine, because it kind of lets you like really play around and branch through different ideas. And things like that. So, yeah. Not perfect, but those are some ideas. Okay, this is, see, this is better. Something like this. Just kind of like describing that. Let's say we threw something into Higgs field and we told it to just generate an image like these characters. That's another thing that we can do. We can just generate an image like the characters that we're using. In Higgs field. And these are just like different ways of coming up with stock images. You could brainstorm different scenes and things like this. Let's see. Looks a bit too much like a workplace dating photo. Let's stick to business. Remake the prompt. Let's try that. Okay, so like you could argue that the prompt isn't exactly what we're looking for, and then start to regenerate the images. That first set from Grok, man, was that was HR is gonna, they're gonna get called into HR for those for sure. Let me see. Sorry, phone's not on silent. All right, so it's generating those new images right there. This is generating image, and Grok is, oh, Grok decided to. Oh, you know what? Yes, the thing with Grok is it's not going to take an image as input. It's going to try to just make it a video. That's right. All right, let's see what Higgs field is able to kind of take the ChatGPT one and do. So anyways, for like a landing page like this, I think I might update my character right here, my people right here. I mean, they look, that's a good, very like realistic. This is kind of the vibe I was more going for, but so these are all images that I could put on this landing page right here that better tell the story of what the offer is overall. And so if you're creating a landing page, you're creating offers, and you don't have stock images or things like that, using tools like this is really useful. There's another tool I love called Poe. It's $20 a month. I use it for everything. And they have all kinds of bots and things like that that you can use. Image generation bots, every like tons of different image generation algorithms, video generation bots, things like that that you could also use in there. So if you are somebody who is building your business, you want to know how to have the right image for maybe your social media content, your landing page, your ads, your offers, things like that, utilizing ChatGPT, Grok. I would say those are probably the two best ones that I use for images. like photographic type images. Higgs field for, you know, the use case of like realistic photos of you type of a thing. You can't go wrong, and you can get all your images knocked out in less than 30 minutes, even less than 15 minutes for any landing page. So if you're struggling to know like what image you have, or what to do, you can do that. Okay. The other thing too is you could even change the style. Like, let's say we go into Grok right here. We'll go into Imagine. We're going to do, here's an image right here. We're going to say now, make this in exaggerated CGI characters, like a Pixar movie. Okay. So this would like change the style to like a Pixar movie type thing. If you want to have sort of more of like a fun feel or theme to your images, you could do this as well. See that? These are actually great. These are really cool. That's kind of awkward how it did that, but yeah. So again, really cool kind of ways of doing this. There's unlimited potential when it comes to the types of images that you can come up with, and the free version of Grok can do this. So can ChatGPT, but I think it's worth the investment as well. And then Higgs field is just really cool at kind of come up with stuff like this. Oh, here we go. Oh, the Higgs field images actually came out really nice as far as like the setting and the quality and all that, how it was able to kind of go in and really hone in on the type of people. So it was able to like really come up with a great type of photo for this. These are actually really quality right here as well. This is awesome. So yeah, see, you see the value of Higgs field as far as quality photographs as well. You can't go wrong with that. Listen, if you're wanting to grow your coaching business, mentoring business, my Wealthy Coach Academy program is one of the best programs that's out there for building an online coaching, mentoring business. And so I'd love to have you become a part of it. I have a brand new class all about Instagram ads. It's in the description below. You can check that out, and that will help you get into our program as well quickly. I'd love to work with you. We'll talk with you soon. Have a good one. Make sure you subscribe.